I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, let's get this phone party started.
The Nico Show presents Phony Baloney.
I would say the airline losing your luggage has to be in the top three most inconvenient things of all time.
Definitely.
So why don't we call Christine and say, your luggage is gone and we don't know where it is. Sorry.
Hello?
Hi, this is Gerald calling from American Airlines. May I please speak to Christine?
Yeah, this is she.
Hi, I have an update regarding your luggage that was unfortunately lost upon transit.
Okay.
I know we had told you that we located it at Phoenix Sky Harbor Airport and that you would receive it in a few days.
Right.
Yeah, about that. Unfortunately, your luggage must have had a mind of its own and maybe a hankering for some pad thai because it decided to stay on the international leg all the way to Bangkok.
What?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
One flight to Bangkok, we done lost your luggage.
I don't understand. This is completely different information from the person that I spoke to the other day.
I know, it's crazy, right?
Who assured me that I would be getting my luggage shipped to my house.
Do you want to know the craziest part? There was actually only 10 pieces of luggage on that flight total, and every other piece had been recovered except for yours. How crazy.
Okay, this is a bigger situation than I think you understand. Somehow or other, Airlines is going to get me my luggage delivered to my house in 2 days, like they assured me. I don't care what you need to do, but that's what's going to have to happen.
Here's the thing. We've tried to communicate with our sister company, FlyTie, but we're having a real nut buster of a time understanding them. They left us a message and we don't understand, Ty, but it sounds like they may have discarded your luggage.
Wait, what do you mean you don't understand, Ty? There has to be somebody. This is an international company that you work for. I don't understand.
It's so strange. Normally, we just use American English.
I don't think that's possible.
Possibly destroyed or discarded.
What?
What did we decipher that word to be? Trash. Yeah, he threw in the word trash for some reason. It was super strange.
What the f*** are you talking about? This is the most nonsense thing I have ever heard.
Maybe it would be helpful if we spoke to someone who was a little more level-headed, like your husband, Derek.
What? How do you even know that he's my husband? I was traveling alone.
I actually know he's your husband because he's the one who set you up for this prank phone call. This is just Phony Baloney.
What?
It's Nico from The Nico Show on Cool.
Wait.
I'm sorry.
Oh my gosh. He put you up to this?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I think he's in trouble. He sounds like he's in the doghouse now.
Oh my God. I'm speechless. I don't even have... You got me. My husband is going to feel the wrath. I'll just leave it at that.
Give me the phone.
Phony Baloney. Weekdays at 7:45 and 9:45 on The Nico Show.
I'm going to answer my phone.